Love Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. I have just had a wonderful, wonderful, exciting week in Central Florida. And I think it's all because I choose to. In fact, I was talking to some friends of mine and they said, "You always seem so happy." And I said, "You know why? Because I choose to." The Living Smart and Well Show is brought to you weekly with expert guests to give you tips that can significantly help you impact your life in positive ways. If you've decided that you want to change your life in any fashion, your business, your personal life, your relationships with yourself, with your children, with your spouse, whomever, you get the opportunity by listening to the Living Smart and Well Show to get some tips that you can use immediately. And I think that is so wonderful because I know that if you just used one nugget, one tip each week, and my guests always give many, many, but you can choose the one that resonates mostly with you. And as you begin to implement that tip throughout the week, start to journal so that you can see the differences as they occur in your life. And as you start to notice the differences, start to, you know, just reflect and celebrate. You want to celebrate every single day for some reason. If it's simply because you were able to wake up in the morning, celebrate. That is so, so very important. Journaling is also important because things come to us so easily sometimes that we forget that we even asked for them, and we realize now this is in our space, and we wonder how it got here. So by journaling, you can go back and read your journals and see just how far you've come. Tonight, I have a very special guest on my show, and I am so thrilled that she can be here. Wendy Y. Bailey is the coach's coach. She's called a force of nature and trendsetter in coaching by the Coaching Commons, a premier industry think tank and journal. Okay, Wendy. She developed and leads the certifying process for certified group coaches. Affectionately called Wendy Y by her clients, business associates, and coaching colleagues, she is a master certified group coach, certified neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, and certified experience coach. She will tell us all about all of that in a minute. She's created several best-selling group coaching programs, including 33-Minute Mastery, Group Coaching in 33 Minutes, Close More Clients and Make More Money, and Masterful Content, How to Create Compelling and Transformational Content for Your Group Coaching Program. Using influence, persuasive marketing, and powerful language strategies, Wendy Y. helps coaches, speakers, and other training professionals create, design, market, and deliver profitable group coaching programs. Wendy Y., are you here with me?
I am. Hello, hello. It's great to be here, Inez.
Yes, it is, and I know exactly because you are so great. I mean, you have been my coach for a while, so I definitely understand everything that's going on here, and I'm so thrilled that you had the time tonight to come on my show and talk about what you do. So how did you get started in coaching, Wendy Y.?
Wow, I feel like it just happened so long ago that I've been kind of coaching my whole life. The truth is I'm a former corporate refugee. I was working as an executive in corporate America with an information technology telecommunications company, one of the big telecom giants. And about 11 years ago, July will be 11 years ago, I was downsized. I was voted off the island, as they say. And I knew that it was an opportunity for me to kind of figure out what I wanted to do and who I wanted to be when I grew up. And all roads led to coaching. I knew I loved leadership. Yeah, I knew I loved leadership. I had spearheaded a leadership initiative for the division of my company that drove it to all levels of the organization. I knew writing was a gift. I had led the my church newsletter. I served as editor for more than 4 years, and it was more of an inspirational magazine than your, you know, recipe, just tidbit kind of newsletter. It was very meaty and inspirational. So the writing fell in place. Mentoring was something that was very important to me because I had mentored not just the people who reported to me, but, you know, people in other departments that were managers and new managers and existing managers, people who really wanted to learn more about leadership and how to be better at what they did. And I did not know coaching would offer me as much as it has. And I got to tell you, here I am almost 9 years later. It'll be 9 years in June that I've been a coach. And it has been just wonderful, the experience, the journey that I've taken into coaching that's taught me more and more and more about myself and my gifts and my abilities to serve other people. It doesn't go without training because I went out and I got trained at Coach University, Coach Training Alliance, Coach Phil. I did some personal foundation work and got a certification, more of a completion through the Fearless Living Institute. But it was personal foundation work for me because it surfaced some real fears that I had always faced in my life. And it helped me to shed those. But the turning point for me, Inez, came when I went and got my neurolinguistic programming certification. I know we're going to talk about that a little bit later, but that really added a whole nother depth to my coaching that I had not experienced before. So that's kind of how I came to coaching. I know that's a longer story than that I had planned to tell.
But you
asked, so I just opened up and started telling you.
Exactly, and I appreciate that. Now, when you were just talking, Wendy Y., you talked about personal foundation work. Can you tell my audience, my listeners, what that is and what it looks like, not if you can?
Sure. Personal foundation, if you're a coach out there, it's kind of what you see and who you see when you look in the mirror. And it's stuff that when you look in the mirror, it can get in the way of anything and everything that you do. So when I talk about personal foundation work, in that context, I mentioned fears. I realized that there are some fears that have been haunting me my whole life, and I had to get rid of those so that I could be of service to other people. Sometimes our own stuff is an obstacle for us helping other people. And so when I talk about personal foundation, it's sort of getting clearing the cobwebs and cleaning the closet out and decluttering your own space and your own life so that you can be of service to other people.
I like that, and that is actually true. Have you also found or in any time in your coaching that sometimes your clients are reflecting to you who you are and what's speaking to emerge at the time?
Oh, without question. Without question. I think sometimes because of that reflection going on, we tend to attract people who are exactly what we think we're not and then complain about them. You know, why is this person coming around me? And I don't know why this is happening to me. Well, look at what's happening in your own life. What is the, I think it's a scripture that talks about taking the plank out of your own eye. You've got to pay attention to what's happening in your world because it's has a direct impact on what else happens to you. The people that come into your life, the actions that happen, it's sort of like being in the wrong place at the wrong time. It gives it a whole new meaning.
Okay.
I know now, I'm cracking you up because, Inez, you know, we have conversations and you're like, I cannot believe you were saying this. Yes, ma'am, I am. Take that plank out of your eye. Physician, heal thyself. Look in the mirror and see what it is you're doing. Personal responsibility, personal foundation, pay attention to all of that. What goes around comes around. All of that is at work and at play at all times.
So true. So very true. Now, when you started speaking, you talked about your NLP training and how that has impacted you. Can you share a little bit about that with our listeners?
Sure. Neurolinguistic programming, or NLP, is really like a science. It's a set of tools, it's a set of tips and techniques that really help you help people, okay? That's kind of how I look at it. I use it that way, and I apply NLP in that way. I'm going to give you the quick Wendy Y definition of NLP. It has three parts. Neuro is the first part, linguistics is the second part, and programming is the third part. The neuro piece basically says that all information is processed by the brain using the five senses: sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, or feelings. And the second part, linguistics, says that when you understand that there's a certain language associated with how the brain is processing all of this data through the senses, you can recognize that language has a big, broader definition. It's not just words, which is what we mostly see language as being. It's also pictures, it's sounds, it's colors, it's tastes, it smells. It's also attitudes, beliefs, behaviors, emotions, feelings, thoughts. All of that really go into what language really encompasses for each and every person. And then knowing that each person has a particular type of language that they speak based on that bigger definition, when you understand that and you understand how that information is organized by each person, then you can take that organization and speak to that person based on their language fluently, and it helps them achieve more, it helps them accomplish bigger outcomes, and be much more successful and results-oriented. So that's how I view NLP.
Okay. So now I have another question, but I want to go back to this for a moment. That's how you view NLP. So using all of that as one of your tools, you interweave that into your coaching practice?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I've actually created, my group coaching mastery is a model using NLP with group coaching.
Okay.
So absolutely, it provides a whole nother depth to my coaching because of that language and understanding the differences in the way people learn and communicate and respond and all of that.
We're going to talk some more about that, but I read somewhere, and I keep seeing when I look at some of the things that come out in Twitter and all that, you're being called a group coaching diva. What's that all about?
Well, a few years ago, when I was in one of my, I'll say spin cycles, I'll put it that way, I was very visible in the social media community, and somebody actually started calling me the group coaching diva. And it just kind of caught on, and it's just kind of stuck with me, and I kind of like it because there are not a lot of people out there that are teaching specifically group coaching, and no one's teaching it using neurolinguistic programming other than me. And so it just has caught on, and I've held on to it, and I wear it like a badge of honor.
Okay, Miss Group Coaching Diva. Now, I know that you do quite a bit of teleseminars, webinars, mastermind, and group coaching. Tell me the differences so that I can get clear on what's different between each of these.
Okay. A teleseminar or teleclass or teleconference is just that. It is a call held on the telephone, period. It's a call on the telephone. It really, really is. The reason I want to make sure people understand that a teleseminar is just that is because it's a lecture. Most people, the way they do a teleseminar today, they don't understand that a teleseminar is really a lecture by phone. You know, they invite people to their call, they put everybody on mute, and they lecture and they talk for the duration of the call. They may open it up at the end of the call and answer questions and things like that. But for the most part, it really is a lecture by telephone. A mastermind group is really an opportunity for you as the mastermind leader or facilitator to bring people together who share a common goal, and everyone has something that they add to it based on how they, what their expertise is. For example, one of the first mastermind groups that I formed was one on how to write articles, to do article marketing. And so I gather a group of people together, and each person brought their strengths. Someone had information about how you actually begin to craft an article. Someone else brought information about context and how you look at submitting the articles. Someone else, everyone kind of brought their wares to the party, and as a facilitator, I sort of managed the sharing of that information. That's what I see as a mastermind group. Now, group coaching is very different than that. The definition that the ICF gives for group coaching is it's a partnering with clients in a thought-provoking and creative process that inspires them to maximize their personal and professional potential. In group coaching, as in individual coaching, your coach is the expert. They're creative, they're resourceful, they're whole, and your job there is to guide them through skill building, shifting, breakthrough strategies, whatever it is that's going to truly transform them. That means there's got to be a lot of interaction going on. And what I like to say using the NLP model that I've created is immersion. You're really talking about immersing your group learners in your content in such a way that they walk out feeling truly transformed, life-changing, doing things differently, shedding limiting beliefs, new attitude, new skills, all of that goes into group coaching. Very different than a teleseminar, very different than a mastermind group.
So what I just heard you say, Wendy Y., is that in group coaching, and I know in individual coaching this definitely happens, but I hear you saying that in group coaching, the people in the group can walk away with life-changing ideas, shedding limiting beliefs, having new skills, and having major shifts in their life, even though there are more than just one person on the phone. There are like 10, 12, however many you have in the group, right?
Right. That's right.
So how do you manage having that many people in the group and keep the group focused?
Well, it takes a different skill set than most people have, and that's a lot of what I teach. You build it into your content so that there's a bob and weave, if you will, going on. You're weaving all of that interaction, that juicy information, as well as the questions, the insight you're drawing from the people who are in the group. There's a synergy that you create, and you really are managing traffic, so to speak. That means you've got to have some real listening skills, some level 3 listening skills, some active listening skills. You've got to pay attention. You've got to know what you're doing, and you've got to be less in the mode of a dog and pony show, a presentation, for example, and more in the mode of immersion, you know, really interacting and really sort of dipping your learners in the breakthrough with your content. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. And you said content a couple of times here, building content. So are you suggesting that when you put together a program, you sit down and you write out some content and build a curriculum prior to going on the call?
Yeah, what a novel idea, right? Absolutely. That's exactly what I'm saying. Because there are too many people who say, I'll get on the call and I'll be on and it'll just be fine. Well, suppose there's you and one other person and that person is not Chatty Cathy. Well, now you're in a mode where you've got to draw something out of the not-so-Chatty Cathy. And you can't exactly do that if you don't have prepared content, if you don't have a way to immerse your learners, and hopefully you have more than one, immerse your learners in the process. Yeah. That means you know what you're going to say, you know what you're going to deliver, and what I do in my program is I help coaches actually design that content for immersion.
Okay. All right. That's great. Now, that leads me to, how do you integrate your NLP into your group coaching? I know we've talked about it a little bit, but let's talk a little bit more about that.
Hmm. How do I integrate it? It's really all about persuasive marketing, Inez, I have to tell you. It's helping people understand at a whole new level. And my phone is beeping at me. I'm going to have to switch phones. Talk amongst yourselves for a minute while I switch phones because my phone is beeping at me. Don't you love technology? I've been on my phone all day and it's saying, I need some juice.
I love technology, and I absolutely love the fact that no matter what you're doing, when you really know your stuff, you can always come back and get started, and you can keep the flow going simply because you know exactly what you're doing.
Yeah, and I'm back.
And you're back, okay?
I'm back. The whole thing around using NLP is first helping my learners, the coaches that come to me, wanting to create a successful group coaching program. I help them understand that language. Remember I told you that broader definition is really, you know, beliefs and attitudes and behaviors and images and pictures and sounds and all of those elements. It's helping my learners get clear about what that language really means for them and for their program. Then I'm also walking them through a step-by-step process so that they can begin to incorporate this language into their programs. It's really persuasive marketing at its best.
That is the best. I love it. Now, you tell me, why is it important, you think, or you know for sure, for a coach to explore group coaching versus continuing the one-on-one types of things?
Oh, do the math. Just do the simple math. You know, at one point in time, Inez, I had as many as 30 individual clients. And I was doing well financially, I have to tell you, but, oh, my gosh, I was burnt out like crazy. I found myself, and these were mostly virtual clients. I think I had a couple that were in person. At that time, I actually had an office where I saw clients as well. And, oh, I was picking up the phone, hanging up the phone, picking up the phone, hanging up the phone, and I felt like I could not be generous with my clients the way that I wanted to be. And when I started looking at the math, just very simple math, wow, if I had these same 30 clients in a group, how much lighter would my load look like? I wanted to be able to be generous, and with group coaching, I'm able to be generous. I still do some individual coaching in support of my group coaching programs. I really add that as a bonus, so I get to pick and choose when I do individual coaching and how I do individual coaching. I don't do more than a 20-minute session with most of my clients, and that really challenges me to a whole new mastery with my coaching at the same time. So, simple math. You're talking one-to-many versus one-to-one. It really makes a difference, let me tell you. Let me just tell you my personal story, and then I'll tell you about some people in my program. I literally made more than $3,000 in one day.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah, so that was from a group program versus an individual coaching. There are people in my program who can say they've made that as well. Or more.
Okay. All right. So that sounds like it's very profitable then.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said. Simple math.
Okay. What are some of the key elements in this group coaching program that you know of and that you use, that you created, that are essential to profitability?
Oh, let's see. What I like to do is I like to have people draw a bullseye. Excuse me, with five rings. At the very heart, bullseye was five rings. At the very heart of the bullseye, I want you to write it, ideal client clarity. Ideal client clarity.
Okay, hold on a moment. For my listeners, get a pen and a piece of paper if you haven't had one already, because this is definitely something.
I forgot. I'm always giving content, but I forgot to tell people they need to be ready.
Yeah, you want to be ready for this, okay? I apologize for coming in on you like that, but I want people to get this because this is certainly a nugget as a coach or as a professional that you can definitely use in your business. Okay, Wendy White, go ahead.
Okay. So ideal client clarity is the first one. Ideal client clarity. The next one is, and I'm doing this out of my head. Usually I have some notes in front of me, but I'm doing this straight out of my head. The next ring, in the next ring you want to write problem focus. Problem focus. And I'm going to come back and tell you what each one of these means in just a minute. Problem focus. I always do these a little different every time. They end up being
okay.
Just good. The next ring is client outcomes. Client outcomes.
Okay.
The next ring, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the fourth ring, is leveraged language. Leveraged language.
Mm-hmm.
Leveraged language. And I'm trying to flip through my notes real quick.
Okay.
Okay, and the very last one is emotional relevance. Emotional relevance.
Okay.
Okay.
Now,
so that's five.
I want to ask the question. That's five. I want to ask you a question before you get into this because the very first circle says ideal client clarity.
Mm-hmm.
There is a philosophy that you don't have an ideal client. You just reach everybody. How do you get people to understand the importance of having an ideal client?
I almost said something really smart when you asked that question. You know, it's the difference between having a party of one versus a party of 500 who are truly adoring fans at your party. Okay? When you have that level of clarity, a level of clarity about your client, most people feel like they're somehow limiting themselves to a certain group of people. And the truth is you want to limit yourself by working with the cream of the crop, clients who adore you, clients who you adore working with, clients whose values align with yours, clients who treat you the way you want to be treated, clients who really can grow and thrive in what you offer in your business. And if that's not ideal, then you're not going to have any of the above. So getting clear about your ideal client, as in the type of client and so many other factors, is critical for building a powerful group coaching program. It really, really is. It's really critical for any kind of business. Once you have, you know what I mean? Once you have, like, clients beating the path at your door, then, yeah, you can expand it a little bit. And what happens is there are people that will operate on the periphery of what you do that don't exactly meet your ideal in terms of some of the characteristics, but there's some you want to, and they're still going to buy from you, okay? They still share your values. They still are going to treat you well. You're still going to be able to interact with them on a positive level. But there may be some aspects about the profile that you put together that's different than who they are or what they represent. And that's okay. What that hopefully says to you is, even if you're really specific, the people that you are truly meant to work with, that truly need to work with you, will come around. It's not going to turn anyone away. Prime example, I work primarily with women coaches, with female coaches. I have men who call me, and they're interested in the program. who fit my ideal client profile with that one exception. They're still interested, my program still resonates with them, and it's all good.
Huh. You know, it's interesting you should say that because, you know, I work with boomer women, but I always have men in my program because they want to know what the women are learning, and they're welcome to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And they really get information from it. So just because you hone your work down to an ideal client with the clarity and the focus and everything does not mean that you cannot work with somebody else who has some of the characteristics of the people that you're working with, even if they don't have all of them.
Right. That's right.
Excellent.
Yeah, you're not excluding anyone. You're just providing a level of clarity, not just for yourself, but for your ideal client, so that then you can incorporate better information, clearer information about what you want for them, what kind of language you're going to speak, how what you're saying to them is emotionally relevant. Kind of see where I'm going with this diagram?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we've talked a little bit about ideal client clarity. Let's talk about the problem focus. People come to you because they know you have a problem. You know, let me say a different way. I'm real good at getting stuff backwards the later it gets in the evening. People come to you because they have a problem and they know you can help them solve their problem. Notice I turned it around this time and I got it right.
Uh-huh.
And when you are clear on the problem that someone comes to you in search of support for, then you can focus everything you do in the way of building content to help them solve it. Your content is richer because you know, first of all, your ideal client, and I say this all the time, intimately well. Your content is richer because it is focused on solving your ideal client's problem. And that is meaningful. That is transformational. That's when you can truly immerse your learners in the process of change.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to client outcomes. Outcomes are different than results. People buy from you because there's an emotional connection. There's an emotional experience they're feeling, and that's why people buy. They buy because they want to know, like, and trust you, and they want to experience you. An outcome or a client outcome really is defining the experience you want your learners to have in your program. What do you want your learners to experience as part of their transformation within your program? That's what client outcomes are about. When you have that very clearly identified, it's like a target. You get to say, hey, is this content going to help me achieve this experience for my learners? And how do I actually create this experience I say I want my learners to have? And that goes straight into leveraged language. What I'm really talking about when I say leveraged language is persuasive marketing. It's understanding that programming, part of neurolinguistic programming, understanding that coding, that particular style that your learner has, that sensory learning and language style that your learner has, and speaking to your learner based on that, and making sure that it's rich and full based on how they learn. That's what leveraged language is. And then emotional relevance is just that. Emotional relevance is making sure that it has some importance for your learners. That's why you got to solve the problem with your content. You got to solve your problem, your learner's problem.
So what I just heard you say, that everything that falls, that comes after the first circle, actually lets you understand or helps you to understand why it's so important to have clarity around the ideal person you want to work with.
Mm-hmm. That's right. They all go hand in hand.
Okay. Wow. That is wonderful. So you have a bullseye and you have Client Clarity, Problem
Ideal
Closing.
Client Clarity. Mm-hmm.
Ideal Client Clarity. And the second circle is a problem focus. I keep seeing the target bullseye, of course.
Mm-hmm.
You have the
client outcomes
that you desire, leverage language, and emotional relevance.
Mm-hmm.
All of this I can see can definitely or definitely works together for a successful group coaching program. Now, I know you have some certification programs that you offer coaches. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, I have two certification programs. I'm only going to talk about one today. That is the Certified Group Coach Program. It is a 90-day intensive. And when I say intensive, I mean intensive. I keep telling people within the program, give me 90 days, and at the end of 90 days, you will be well on your way to having a thriving group coaching practice. 90 days. It's chock full of all kinds of bonuses and goodies, lots of individual coaching support. And the program as it is today, I'm actually promoting it right now, and it's a totally new format for the program. All of the content that I've delivered for more than 4 years now is still there. I continue to evolve it and make it better and richer and deeper. The format has changed because what I've done is I've actually broken the program up into two programs in one. The first part of the program is called the Group Coaching Program Builder. Group Coaching Program Builder has all of those elements that I described. Ideal Client Clarity. We spend a virtual VIP day just working on your ideal client and getting clear about your ideal client, including where do you go to find them? How do you identify your ideal client and what their needs are, what their problem is, and where do I begin in terms of crafting a solution with my group coaching program? We spend a whole day on that. The next part of the Group Coaching Program Builder is all about content, content development essentials, masterful content, transformation strategies in a group, looking at repurposing your content. And then I even work with people around marketing mindset and then language strategies that will help you to charge and get what you deserve for your programs and services. That's the Program Builder. And, again, it's chock full of lots of pre-program bonuses as well as many as 12 that you get, 12 bonuses that you get during the program, including a virtual reference guide. And what I mean by that, virtual resource guide, and what I mean by that is they're actually links to resources that can help you as you're building your program. Then the second part of the program, part two, is the Group Coaching Practice Builder, and that's all about launch. So I brought in experts in list building, social media, sales, immediate influence, and copywriting, and all of those experts will lend their support in a virtual VIP day each to actually get people into implementing on their program. So people will learn, people in the program will actually build their list, they'll create tactics and put things in place and have implementation time during the course of that VIP day to actually get some things done and make some things happen for, again, list building, for social media, for sales, for immediate influence, and then for copywriting. And then the very last part of the program is group coaching with me. I brought in a couple of people to help. They're surprise folks, I'll say that, to help with some of the content, but it's all about fine-tuning your program and getting you ready for certification. It is intense because all of that happens, Inez, in 90 days. 90 days is when we do all of that. It all starts on April 26th, and I'm accepting applications now at certifiedgroupcoach.com, certifiedgroupcoach.com. I know I need to take a breath, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I love the way you have restructured your program so that it's broken out into two parts, the building and the practicing and all of that. And the 90 days, I'll tell you what, this program will give you the information that will definitely, I'm going to say, propel you to doing different things, and you'll definitely see a difference in your business, a positive difference in your business. So now, that is at certifiedgroupcoach.com. Is that what you said?
That's what I said, certifiedgroupcoach.com.
Okay. So a person who wanted to get started with you can go to certifiedgroupcoach.com, and everything they need is there?
Everything they need is there. And guess what? I actually give people a gift just for downloading the application. At every stage of the process, I'm actually giving people something exclusive. I've gone into the vault of audios and special reports and goodies that I have created over the years, and I'm sharing them as much as I can throughout this process. So when you go to certifiedgroupcoach.com, you're actually going to gain immediate access to the 2010 Group Coaching Profits Telesummit. That's 5 hours of content-rich audios that you'll get to enjoy just for downloading the application.
Well, that doesn't mean that they have applied. You just to download it?
Just to download it.
Wow.
Yeah, and when they actually submit their application, they actually get one of my best-selling group coaching 30-minute mastery. They get that as a freebie.
Okay. So those are priceless right there. Those two items just in there by themselves. And that's even before they get started with the coaching program.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. All right, so that's certifiedgroupcoach.com. And you have a program starting when?
It starts on April 26th and goes through July 28th. July 28th. So it really is 90 days.
Okay, now, Wendy, let me ask you, is this a call every day that you will be doing something, or how does that work?
Every day I'm doing something. I want people to really download the application to get a sense for the commitment schedule, because it is intense. And what I've learned is immersion is the key to really learning something and being able to apply it practically in your business. The way I have it structured is there's a virtual VIP day for Ideal Client Clarity, and then there are 7 90-minute sessions all about content mastery and developing your content. You get the bonus of individual coaching sessions with me during those times, one for Ideal Client Clarity, and I think you get 2 that are for the content development part. And each of the experts, the contributors to the program for the practice builder part, will be doing virtual VIP days as well. So that's intense. It literally is 2 days a week for the last part of June that I'll be spending with people, they'll be spending with these experts to get their group coaching program up and going. And then July is group coaching calls and individual calls with me to support them in the program. It's intense. And we're talking total immersion, and at the end of that 90 days, you're going to be ready to hit the ground running, because you already have hit the ground running.
Okay. Okay. So they're going to know everything you need to know for a group coaching program. Now, let me ask the question. Is this program geared to coaches who have been in the practice for a while, or would new coaches also benefit from this?
It's actually for both. It's actually for both coaches. What I like to do through the application process is get to know who's applying, because I want to make sure it's the right program for everyone. I want it to be a win-win, not just for me. I want it to be a win for the coach who's applying. I want it to be a win for the people who are part of the program sharing in that experience with the coaches. So in creating that, I know that profile, if you will, of a person, and that word sounds so harsh sometimes, but I know who the program is ideal for, and I really, what I do is I make myself available to answer any questions and to really invest the time in getting to know the people who apply.
Wow. So in addition to putting together this massive program, you're spending time getting to really know the people.
Mm-hmm.
Which lets me know that this is definitely coaching and is not the teleseminars where you can have 2,500 people on.
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. It is definitely interactive, engaging, and it's not about numbers for me. I do want to help as many people with my gift as I can. At the same time, I want to make sure that the service that I give lands in the right way with the right folks, people who can truly benefit from it and take advantage of it. That's not about the masses. That really is about a group of select people who are exclusively working to be really powerful as a coach, as a group coach, in fact.
Okay, now let me ask a question about the group coaching process that you're doing. And I know you're doing this virtual, so that says to me that I would be able to set up virtual group coaching. But does this also work in live events, and how would that work in live events? Would it be different?
I think there are some differences when you do live group coaching, but the skills that I teach in my program are transferable. They're totally transferable.
I'm making notes as you talk, because I want to make sure that we give everybody enough clarity around it so that they can go to certifiedgroupcoach.com and register, or at least download the application and start looking at, are you ready to make this commitment? Now, when you say make this 90-day commitment, Wendy, why? Does this also mean that everything is going to be available that I download that you talk about, or MP3? Do you still have the classroom setting, the school setting that you had all your information in?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a campus, if you will, that has a lot of the information. The thing that's a little different, the people who are going through this program are going to be kind of going through a little bit of a transition around the campus. But, yes, they have access to streaming audios, some downloadable MP3s, downloadable other tools and resources, special reports and things like that, all that are part of the campus life, if you will, of the Certified Group Coach Program. They also
okay.
get a personal podcast. I record each individual session with my learners in the group, and I actually post it to a private podcast so that they get to retain those for lifetime access. So there are
okay.
just tons and tons and tons of bonuses. So, yes, the campus is there, and I'm still giving.
You're still giving. And
I'm still giving.
Thing. That is a wonderful thing, because I know when I went through the program, there's so much information there. Now, what if you just can't make it on a couple of the days? Is that going to be a detriment to anyone if they don't make it?
I really do ask people, that's another reason for the application process, I really do ask people if you're ready to fully commit to this. We record everything, so if there's something you can't make or a portion of it you can't make, the audio is there. But I want to make sure people understand that this is 90-day immersion. This is 90-day immersion, so I'm looking for the commitment. I don't even call it a class schedule. I call it a commitment schedule, because it requires a commitment from people who are serious about creating a thriving group coaching practice.
Okay. Now, can you give us any examples of people, you don't have to call their names, of people who have gone through your program and have been successfully embracing and using this group coaching process?
Well, you're one. why don't we talk about kind of where you are in the process? Inez is a certified group coach. She's gone through the program. It was structured differently in terms of the format, but what did you get out of it, Inez? What was your experience with the program?
My takeaway from the program was that it empowered me and showed me how to really get my group coaching going, because I have been a one-on-one coach for the longest, and using the one-on-one approach works, but it definitely had, when I started with the group, the profitability of it and being able to have people get engaged and change their life was
phenomenal and is phenomenal as I've put out my programs. So, yes, I have. It does work. It definitely works. And I'm not as tired because, like you, Wendy, why, you remember when we met, I was on the phone boom, 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 boom all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And once I learned this process, I can take a break. I'm not back-to-back calls, and I don't feel tired. I don't feel fatigued. I don't feel like I'm doing something that I don't want to do. I absolutely love what I do now because I'm doing it differently.
Excellent. Excellent. See, so there's my testimonial from someone who's gone through the program. There's a testimonial right there.
Well, it makes such a difference. You know, you plan out how many groups you want to do. You go ahead and you fill your groups. And you know when you're going to be working. You know who's going to be on the call. You know what you're going to do. It makes so much more sense to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm able to reach more people, and more people are changing their lives. And that's
right.
Really what I'm all about. Helping people to change their lifestyle, to change the life and have the life that they desire and deserve, whether it's in their business, their personal life, their relationships, their family, whatever it is. Because you know and I both know that once a person changes by being in this program, everything changes, not just their business.
Mm-hmm. Everything changes. You said that right.
You know, and yes, it's great to have a profitable business, but everything changes. And it's not about the money. Let me just get off of that because it's not about the money. It's about the
quality
internal,
of life.
Your quality of life, the growth that you get from it, everything, spiritual, emotional, all of it, all of it, all of it. Okay, we have about 6 minutes left, Wendy. Why don't get me just going on and on. So. But, yeah, it makes such a huge difference. Now, having said all that, there will be times when you will have some challenges, but you know how to handle them because you've gone through this program. And you also understand the importance of always having a coach. So that makes a difference, too.
It certainly does. It certainly
so
does.
So in the last 6 minutes, what do you want to leave my guest with, my listeners?
What I want to say is give me 90 days, and I am going to help you create a thriving group coaching business. You know, when I talk to people about group coaching, this is kind of why I'm known as a group coaching diva. And when I talk to people about group coaching, I know it represents a huge change for people, and I want to make sure that you understand that every step of the way I'm right there with you, helping you to navigate the change, to master the change, to overcome obstacles along the way, and really succeed and excel in this group coaching arena based on your area of expertise. I'm right there to guide you, to help you develop the new skills, to help you create a support system around this for yourself that speaks to a thriving practice, not just with this first program, but in years to come. In programs to come in the future. Because that's what it's really about.
It is. That is what it's about. And the other thing that I think I want you to touch on for a minute or so, Wendy Y, is by going through the program and the immersion in this program, some things will come up for you, and there might be some resistance to the learners in the program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's okay if things come up because we're there together and I'm going to help you overcome whatever those obstacles are, really look at that resistance and get beyond it so that you can make these changes to be the coach you truly want to be and have group coaching programs that work for you. Remember, the place you want to go to is certifiedgroupcoach.com. CertifiedGroupCoach.com. And, you know, I want you guys to take the step to invest in yourselves, to invest in this program, to really get to a point where you can say, I'm a coach. I have these group coaching programs to really demonstrate my expertise. And I'm willing, ready, and able to serve so many more people with my gift. And this is just one way I want to do it. I know group coaching is the way for me to do it. Go to certifiedgroupcoach.com, download the application. You'll receive immediate access to the 2010 Group Coaching Profits Telesummit. That's 5 hours of audio. Once you complete the application, and it's no joke, it's not for wimps, it's a 28-page application. Once you download that application, you complete it, you submit it, you'll also get access to 33-Minute Mastery, which is a whole nother program with transcripts and audios of sessions that I did for that program. It's a whole product that you'll receive for that. And once you actually are accepted into the program, I got even more in store for you. So just keep moving in this direction, and I'm right there to meet you every step of the way.
My guest tonight has been Wendy Y. Bailey, Group Coaching Diva, Master Certified Group Coach, with so many strategies and tips that you can use to really take your business to a different level. And if group coaching is something that you desire, something that you've been thinking about and trying to figure out how to do it, you don't have to do it alone anymore, because the CertifiedGroupCoach.com, download the application and get a gift for downloading it. Complete the application, get another gift, and get started in this 90-day immersion of creating the lifestyle that you desire, because that's really what it's going to be about once you get your group coaching up and going. Wendy Y., thank you for being here. Now, this has been the INS Bracey Show. We will be back next. We will not be back next week. Next week, I have the opportunity of being at my nephew's, my only brother's only child, who happens to be a son, is getting married. So I will be in Mexico with him watching this wedding take place next week. So we will not be here next week, but we will be back the following week with another guest to share expert tips with you on how you can significantly reshape, redefine, and reinvent your life. The only thing that I would like to say about that is it is entirely up to you. So whatever you decide to do, remember that is your decision. And once you make a decision and you move forward with that decision with action, you will definitely see a change, because it's going to cut off some of the other things that you might have been doing. Now, having said that, if you decide consciously to make a decision, that is wonderful. But if you allow others to make your decision, or you say, whatever it is okay with me, a decision has still been made. I suggest to you that when you make conscious decisions, you will definitely see the lifestyle and have the lifestyle, see the reinvention, the redefining, the rejuvenation that you desire for your life and not what somebody else told you it could be. So we will be back in 2 weeks with another show. Go out and create a fantabulous week.